The meeting began with a musical call to action on the SDGs, which, if implemented, will end poverty, hunger and basic inequalities by 2030. Member states are obliged to provide their citizens with quality education, clean water, affordable energy, economic growth, peace and justice. The Secretary General said the ambitious goals were even harder to achieve with a world mired in conflict and crisis, but everyone must contribute towards the 2030 vision.
There is no time to waste. We need action from everyone, everywhere. National and local governments, cities and rural areas. We must rally businesses, entrepreneurs and philanthropists. We must listen to scientists and learn from academia.
Agreeing on common goals was an important, a remarkable step. But we now have to prove that we can live up to our responsibility and put our joint vision into practice.
With his country hosting the UN SDG Action Campaign, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier outlined the reality of the challenge facing all governments. The administrator of the UN Development Programme and chair of the overall development group, Helen Clark, promised that the UN would lead a joined-up push towards 2030.
The aim is to respond to national requests for how to put the goals and targets into the national plans, policies, budgets and service delivery, how to really speed up progress and ensure that from across the whole UN system, the huge expertise is easily accessible to member states.
12 months on, some of the least developed countries in the world are already taking the lead in making the SDGs a reality. Somalia's Foreign Minister Abdusalam Omar addressed the meeting saying that despite their fragile economy and humanitarian crisis, the SDGs were now at the heart of Somali government.
We are well on our way, not only to understanding the importance of the SDG inclusive implementation, but we have undertaken a large-scale, year-long listening and drafting exercise to complete our first national development plan, which is based on the achievement of the SDGs in entirety.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.